Welcome back to Eco Talk. I think you're going to enjoy this segment. It's a slightly lighter approach to environmentalism. It's something that begins in the home. In fact, it's about how to green your home, making it healthier for its inhabitants, which, of course, is you and your kids and your pets and everybody you care about coming into your house. And we're hearing more about how to green your home, but there's a handbook out. It's new, and it's really easy to read. You can take a little bit at a time. You can, you know, go to certain chapters for certain areas of your home that you want to green. It's called The Healthy Home Workbook, Easy Steps for Eco-Friendly Living. And I didn't have to go far to find its author, Kimberly Ryder, because she lives in my own community in Marin County, which is pretty green. So I'm not surprised that a lot of these trends are beginning, at least in Northern California. And the way we found out about your book, because I'm too busy to go to bookstores or even read the newspaper much these days, is by Frances Goldberg, who is a friend of our producer and director of outreach, Debbie Friedman. She had read about this book in a magazine review, got very excited about it, and tipped us off. We decided, let's do a segment on this. So thank you both of us for joining us in studio.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Let me begin with you, Frances, since you heard about the book. What made you go out and buy it?
Well, I became a vegetarian about a year ago, and after becoming a vegetarian, I became concerned about the foods that I was providing for my family, if they're organic or what kind of chemicals they contain. So I saw this book, and I thought, well, that would help me complete the circle. I'm here in the grocery store with my organic vegetables, but right next to the vegetables, I have a bottle of bleach. So it didn't make a lot of sense to me. So I was looking for a resource to help me with that.
A little bit of dissonance there.
Exactly.
Which I imagine grew. That's sort of the nature of this kind of consciousness. It kind of, you know, begins here and goes there, which is good, which is why we have to spread the green consciousness around. Mm-hmm. And Kimberly, is this something you've been working on for a long time,
green homes? It's been, well, actually, interestingly enough, it's been almost a 15-year project that I started when I was in design school in San Francisco and my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And all of a sudden, I started looking everywhere. I was really curious to see if there were links between toxins. And because I was in design school, we were really studying materials and products and trying to figure out, you know, what components make up the things in our environment. So it started then, but it's really culminated now that I have a design company.
By the way, Marin County has the highest rate of breast cancer in the country, and we don't know why. So this book has been a journey for you. Tell us, you know, what's in it. Give us a summary.
Well, it's supposed to be fun. I mean, ideally, the goal is to give this information to people in a way that you can insert it into your everyday life and not feel overwhelmed by it. It's not like reading a textbook. It's really more like, you know, what do I do every day? I go to the grocery store and I buy cosmetics and I tidy my house and I do all these things that if you look at those things in an environmental way and in a healthy way, you can make some really simple changes. So it's supposed to be fun.
And are there many books out there on how to green your home? I'm seeing more and more green books in general.
Yeah, there are, except for what I found when I read them, and I actually understand all the terminology, but I found them to be really dry and really boring and no pictures. So being a designer, I thought, well, let's make this pretty and let's make it interesting. And hopefully that will encourage people to read it, which in turn will make people make change.
And just flipping through it, you have everything from sustainable landscape design to, you know, what to do about microwaves, which has been one of my concerns. Let's start with that. I know there's no conclusive proof that they're bad for us, but I'm always yelling at my husband and daughter, get away from the microwave, four feet.
Right. Well, they've done a lot of studies. I mean, one of them was a study that looked at breast milk and what happened when you microwave breast milk and what happened when you microwave foods that have a lot of fat in them and then you microwave them in plastic. And they found that chemicals from the plastic were leaching into the foods. So not only is there the microwaves themselves, but what is it doing to this food that's supposed to be nutritious? It's altering it, possibly taking out some of the good stuff and maybe even making it toxic.
Every time I hear that, I cringe because for the first 5 years of our marriage, my husband thought it would freshen the food to put plastic wrap over the plastic or rubber container heating up. Lord knows what. I'm sure there was fat in it.
Right.
And I every time I hear that, and just that, but that's a common, you know, opinion that, oh, well, you know, saran wrap, that's clean and healthy. And that's just a tiny bit of, that's a tip of the iceberg in terms of what we have in our home that we assume is healthy, starting with our cleaning products that are not so clean.
Right. Cleaning products are interesting, too, because I actually enjoy doing laundry. People think I'm a little bit crazy. But that's because I use products that are really nice, they're high quality, and they smell great, and they're not full of chemicals. And I think that there's a lot of things that we're kind of returning back to. It's almost like a simpler way of life and taking time. You know, we're busy, but it's, you know, you can make these chores actually more enjoyable if you use products that aren't toxic.
And you've laid this out almost like coffee table reading, you know, or in the bathroom for working moms who don't have any other time to
read.
You can just kind of go from bathrooms, speaking of, to utility areas, the great outdoors, work and play. This is a really, looks very resource rich. I have to say. I'm going to get one. Well, I think I have one. This is mine, right? My copy.
Yes.
And what's been the response? I know it's just newly out.
It's out a little bit earlier than I thought it would be. And I'm getting calls from people saying, we went to Amazon.com to buy the book and it was sold out. Or, I happened to just walk by it on the bookshelf and I had to buy it. Or friends that are buying 2 and 3 copies, from different towns. And I think the response in general has just been excellent. I mean, people are excited about it because it's so easy to read and it's approachable.
Now, I know that there's tips in here that you can do anytime, but when I saw this book and then Debbie said, I want it, and I said, well, we're moving to an older home, actually, right. next month that's, needs some greening, should we say. Is that a good time to really
Absolutely.
Read all these things when you're really new in a place and not building from scratch, but just sort of making some changes?
Well, it's a good opportunity because you're going to be making decisions anyway about, remodeling and upgrading and making it your own. And you might as well pick some things that are more healthy than going in there and, adding all these toxins to an environment. Actually, you're in a better situation than when people buy brand new construction mm-hmm. because older homes tend to have more benign materials.
Well, there you go. They were proud of the fact that they had just repainted this home
right.
and new carpets. And I'm going, ay.
Yes, exactly. All the
Should
new
I
chemicals.
Say something now?
Right.
Wait till our offer is accepted.
Right.
And I'll do a little eco-educating. Frances, what were some of your favorite parts?
Well, my favorite part of the book is that small changes can make a great impact on your home and your home atmosphere, the environment. One of the things that I read that really sort of struck me was really checking the chemicals and the products that you buy for your family, including baby wipes. So I looked at my baby wipes and I saw these chemicals, and then I looked them up in the Healthy Home Workbook, and then I went a step further and I looked them up on the internet, and I was shocked by the chemicals in these baby wipes that you think, okay, well, they're for your baby, they're supposed to be safe. I was shocked.
Yeah. I don't blame you. The same thing happened when I had Judy Shills on, also a woman from Marin who mm-hmm. does the Safe Cosmetics campaign, and she gave us a list of commonly used ingredients in shampoos. And I went
right.
home and the Suave that my daughter
yes.
was using, my 11-year-old, had this horrible chemical that's, yeah. if it's unpronounceable, that's usually a sign
right.
that it's
and
probably
very,
not
very
good
long and lots of hyphens.
And they can call it natural,
right.
Shampoo.
Yeah.
And it's anything but. So you really have yeah. to become an informed consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And this book goes a long way towards doing that. And it is everything from our personal care products that
right.
we slather on our body, from sunscreen
Absolutely.
To makeup to shampoo and deodorant to what we're breathing, coming
yeah.
in contact with every day in our homes. This is really a revolution, I think, and it's interesting that it is kind of going back to the future and simplifying
right.
and saying, wait a minute, all these things that are supposed to make our lives more convenient and cleaner and all this, obsession with germs, we're finding out some of these antibacterial soaps are having a negative effect. It's like
yeah.
too much penicillin. It builds up, immunities, and then we create more problems. Do you think we're reaching a tipping point since we're talking about that concept this
Absolutely.
Show?
I think what's going to really make change is the fact that the companies that are selling these healthier products are starting to become very successful companies. I mean, you can look across the board and see that the economics of this unfortunately, it takes money sometimes to make change. But when these good companies that are selling really great products are starting to be really successful, people take notice. When the business world takes notice, and I think that's going to be a huge changing factor is the consumer.
And, of course, we think of our homes as a safe haven, a place to get away from the chaos out there and the dirty air and, traffic and congestion. And so that's why it's especially important to create a healthy haven as well. And you say you can save money by greening your home as well.
Absolutely. I think part of the problem of consumerism these days is that we buy a million products to do a few tasks, when in reality, sometimes we just need a few materials or a few ingredients, and they can do a lot of different things. I mean, you don't really need a bathroom cleaner and a kitchen cleaner and a countertop cleaner and a floor cleaner. You really can just buy one product, and it's a surface cleaner, and that would be it. And so you don't need to have all those different things under your sink.
Do you get into energy saving tips? I know
a little bit.
There's a lot of appliances that
yeah.
many of us keep plugged in all the time, even though they're not on. They're actually sucking.
They're sucking energy, and they're also sometimes giving off EMFs, which is something to think about too.
EMFs, which
mm-hmm.
is
electromagnetic field. Just to have that electricity, our bodies are electrical, and so the more we're impacted by electrical forces, some people are affected more negatively than others. But it's a good thing to just keep in mind. But yeah, it is using energy too, which is affecting the environment. My standpoint is a little bit more from a health and personal, perspective, but that makes global change too.
That's where it starts.
Yeah,
in fact.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like your awareness is increasing all the time, Frances.
Exactly. Yeah, and especially reading this book, it's such a great resource, and it's you can take it with you to the grocery store and do some check finding with those ingredients that you see in the products that you're buying and make changes.
Are you evangelizing yet? Once you find out a lot of this information, when you see people reaching for you know, the Tide or the, you know, shampoos that are not so good or the non-organic produce. And it's people you care about and people who think they're making good choices. Are you tempted to say something?
I'm very tempted, but I think that a forum like this is better because then people, it's reaching a wide audience and people can make that choice on their own, but be informed as well.
Okay, so just go around telling them to listen to EcoTalk and where they can find it, what our website
is. Kimberly's book.
I'll agree with that approach as long as everybody's listening out there. Because this is about protecting our health and our home, right, and those we love most. And if we're not creating that in our, you know, immediate surroundings where we breathe and sleep and eat, then, you know, it's not doing any good to, you know, lobby for cleaner air, although it all does good. But it just makes sense now that I'm thinking about it, that it really begin at home.
Right.
So what can people do if they want to find out more about your book? Is it available in most bookstores?
It is. It's available online. It's available through the chroniclebooks.com website and Borders, Barnes & Noble. It's actually at Costco.
And it's out just good. That's yeah, the whole point, is it should
absolutely
be in mainstream outlets, not just in the eco-groovy natural health food stores.
That's the goal, is to get it out to the broadest group of people as possible.
And it's just in time for Earth Day. So if you, those of you who like to get presents for Earth Day, and I hope all of you will, get them an issue of Time Magazine and pick up a copy of the Healthy Home Workbook, Easy Steps for Eco-Friendly Living. That'll be everything you need to sort of wake people up and scare them and then motivate them and say, this is where it begins. It begins with you and your family and your home and your backyard. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the book. I'll be spreading the word.
Thank you.
Kimberly Ryder, author of the Healthy Home Workbook, Easy Steps for Eco-Friendly Living, and Frances Goldberg, who was an excited reader of this book and wanted to tell us all about it. Thanks for joining us as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.